the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
I'm going to take a few minutes now just to share with you some things that I've learned from this story that I hope could also help you guys. And I hope there'll be a bit of a challenge, but hopefully also an encouragement. I think often at the end of the year, this kind of time, people often take the opportunity to look back at the year. I don't know if you've been doing that already. You see it in the world around us. On the TV, you get the big fat quiz of the year. And in music, you get the countdown of all the best songs of 2018. In a lot of places, people take the opportunity to say what's happened this year. And also to say what's coming next year. What are we looking forward to in 2019? I think this time between Christmas and New Year is often that kind of time of waiting, where it kind of feels like the year's done, but the next one's not quite arrived yet. And I think that we see those things happening as well in this story. And I think the way that Anna and Simeon and their life reflects that can be an interesting and helpful challenge for us. So the first thing that Anna and Simeon did, I think, is they looked back. They were people who had spent their lives serving God, learning about him, knowing him. It says that Simeon was righteous and devout. He knew God's law. He knew the story of God's people as he looked back in history at the real story that we read in this Bible, the words of the Old Testament that we hear all about what God has done in the past for his people, Israel. And I think Simeon and Anna both did that. They both knew that story. They both looked back at what God had done. They saw God's faithfulness across time, even when his people didn't deserve it. And most of the time, they didn't deserve it. And yet, God had made them promises, and they'd seen in the past how God had fulfilled those promises. And for the promises that God hadn't yet fulfilled, they had faith that was coming because they knew what God had already done. They believed in the God of that story, of that history, of the creator and of the sustainer of the universe, who not only creates and continues to sustain, but who loves and who cares for his people, for them as individuals, the God who wants to know them and be known by them. And they had faith that he was going to fulfill everything that he promised, which I think gave them great joy, even before they knew that promise and fulfillment had come through Jesus. And I wonder, in that challenge for us, is have we looked back at how God has done that for ourselves and also for the world? Have we looked back at these pages of history and said, wow, God has been faithful to his people. God really does do this. He really does love people. He really does believe that people are worth it, that he stays faithful to them. Have we looked back and recognized God's faithfulness in that story? And have we looked back in our own lives and said, yeah, God was faithful to me in that thing, or in this thing, in that relationship, in that difficulty? I think as we get to this time of year, now might be a good time for us to do that. As we do that, looking back over the year, not just to do it for the nice things that have happened and the difficult things, but to recognize where God is in the midst of all those things for ourselves this year. And then I think Anna and Simeon, they looked forward. They were looking forward and continuing to look forward because they were waiting for the fulfillment of God's promise. It said that Simeon in verse 27, verse 25, sorry, he was waiting for the consolation of Israel and the Holy Spirit was on him. They had hope in the future, waiting for what was to come because of the God that they believed in, because of what he'd already done. They knew that God was working out his plan for the world that went beyond themselves, that went to the whole world. And they believed that it would come true and that it was happening right now. which I think that Simeon can truly say in that moment when he holds Jesus and he says, God, I'll be happy to die now because I've seen this promise fulfilled. Not because he didn't want to live anymore, but because the thing that he was hoping for in the future was Jesus. The thing that he'd been focused on his whole life was not something in his own world that he wanted, was not a material possession or wasn't a relationship or something that we would get in this world, but it was greater than that. It was God himself that he was waiting for, and it was God himself who'd arrived, which meant that he could say those words. And ultimately, that was the best thing for him on earth that he could have been hoping for. And so when it came, it was the best thing that could have happened to him in his life. And I think there's a big challenge for us there, that as we look forward, the question is, what are we hoping for? In 2019, what are the things that we're hoping will happen? Are they things to do with work? Are they things to do with relationships? Are they things for our children? Are they things for ourselves? And are those hopes that we have things that will last? Are they things that will last when we get to that point? Because I think something about what Simeon recognized and he knew and experienced when he met Jesus was that the hope that he had was not just a hope for now, but it was a hope that would last forever. So even if he hadn't seen Jesus, that hope would continue because he believed that God was going to be faithful and that God was going to fulfill his promise. And so as we've looked back and as they look forward, what about now? In that moment for Anna and Simeon, in that present time, the way that they lived as they waited in between that looking back and looking forward reflected the hope that they had for the future. They spent their lives in worship to God, literally in the temple. In verse 37, Anna never left the temple, but she worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Drawing close to God and helping other people to draw close to him as well. And I think they understood their purpose as human beings, not just to live in this world and enjoy the things of the world now, but they lived under God's love and authority as his people, and spent their lives with their eyes fixed on him above all else. They knew God and they were known by him. And so when this special moment comes for them to meet God himself as the baby Jesus, they truly can praise him because they truly understood what it meant. To see Jesus in the present form right there with them was enough for them, for their lives. For everything that they had or hadn't done, for all the other things that they might believe in or hope for, to know and see Jesus in that moment was the thing that mattered to them and was the thing that had been driving them for all those years as they'd spent time in the temple, as they'd committed themselves to being righteous and devout. It was because of the hope they had in Jesus. I wonder if this Christmas time we think of Jesus as the nice baby in the nativity story, and it kind of stops there. Do we fully realize that this same Jesus is the one who would go to die on the cross for us? That it doesn't stop with that baby in the manger, but it goes on. And the hope that we have in Jesus is not just a hope for that baby in the manger and the nice fuzzy feelings and the nice story that it gives us, but the hope that's forever because of what he went on to do. And are we ready right now to spend our lives living in a way that reflects that hope? Because I think whatever the hope is that we have will reflect the way that we behave now. And for them, their hope was in Jesus, and so that meant they spent their time right now worshipping him and serving him and connecting with him and growing closer to him. And I wonder for us, if our hope for the future is in something other than Jesus, if it's in that mortgage getting paid off, that job getting completed, that relationship coming to a new place, any of those things, maybe those exam results that we hope to get, the exam results that we hope our children will one day get. For all of those things, they're positive things, but actually, Are they the end point of our hope? And what happens when we reach that point? And if we don't reach that point, then what happens? I think we learn from the story of Anna and Simeon that the hope that they had was greater than any of those hopes that we can have right now here on earth, because it was on Jesus, on the future, and the hope that he offers us through his life and his death and his resurrection. And they knew that and they believed that, and it impacted what they did right now. And we're gonna spend a little bit of time later thinking about this a bit more for ourselves and reflecting on it. Because I think that those things, the way that we direct our thoughts now, will impact our behavior for the coming year. And I wonder if we live for ourselves as if those things are true. But before we do that, we're going to sing a song to help us prepare to come to the table for communion. The song is called Christ is Enough. And the words say, Christ is enough for me, everything I need. He is my reward and my devotion. Nothing in the world could ever satisfy. And as we sing this song, I'd really encourage and challenge you to think about those words, that before you start singing them, to think, do you believe that they're true for you? Are they real for you? That Christ really is enough, that the hope that you can have in him is greater than anything else, that if all of those other hopes that you have don't come to happen, is that hope in Christ going to be enough? Because for Anna and Simeon, it definitely was. And we see that in the way that they respond in the story, in the way that they lived their lives even before it happened. But I wonder if the same is true for us. So we're going to stand and sing this song together, and take this time as well to think as we get ready to share communion. Is Christ enough? Is he the hope that we have right now? Thank you.